National Chamber of Commerce. Sure, he'll be talking about the economy, and there's another gentleman to talk about that this morning. John Taylor is with us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill. You know, some mornings we kind of have to stretch to find something relevant to talk to our listening audience about, but today's not the case. We've got so much to talk about that we really need about an hour, but I won't take it, I promise it. Let's talk about the first thing that's out this morning that's really very interesting, and that is the advanced number for fourth quarter GDP. Now, GDP is the gross domestic product. It's the sum total of all the goods and services our economy produced in the fourth quarter of last year, and it comes out three times. The first number is called the advanced number. It'll be revised two times, then a final number. We were expecting that the economy grew in the fourth quarter. The market was expecting 3.7%. Came in substantially below that at 3.2. Still a good number, but Dow futures did drop immediately when that number came out this morning. Lots of earnings out today. Some of them local companies, or actually yesterday afternoon after the market closed. Some people may have already seen the numbers for USA Truck, the truckload carrier over in Van Buren. It was a good year in terms of top-line numbers. Their base revenue rose almost 17% last year, but they lost $3.3 million. Now, that is better than the $7.2 million they lost during 2009. But their CEO, Cliff Beckham, basically indicated, of course, that they weren't satisfied with the results, and he pointed to higher fuel costs and some other things to explain that. Arkansas Bank, headquartered in Pine Bluff, but has branches around here. Simmons reported numbers that were very strong, $37.1 million. But it was interesting when you dissect the numbers. Of that $37 million they made last year, about $18 million of it was related to an FDIC-assisted fourth-quarter purchase of a bank in Kansas. They also had an FDIC-assisted purchase of a bank in Missouri back in May of last year. The reason that's interesting, of course, we talked about Bank of the Ozarks numbers earlier this week, and they had three FDIC-assisted purchases last year, and then they've already had one this year. So we see Arkansas banks going outside their borders and with the help of the FDIC buying failed banks in other states, expanding their footprint. Maybe the most impressive numbers that I've seen, at least last night and today, were the numbers by Ford. Of course, Ford is the automaker that didn't drink the government Kool-Aid, didn't take the government aid. They reported the highest yearly profit since 1999, and the first time that they've had back-to-back yearly profits in 6 years. I thought it was interesting also that they became in the U.S., not worldwide, but in the U.S., they became the top-selling brand last year, and they beat out both Chevrolet and Toyota for the first time in a decade or so. But they did meet the expectations of Wall Street. Wall Street always wants more. Wall Street didn't take into consideration some one-time charges that they had, like $980 million or $960 million to extinguish some debt. But great numbers for Ford. And then this will be interesting to watch, and you wish you were in the advertising business when you think about this. We know that in about a week that Verizon's going to start selling the iPhone. Well, AT&T announces yesterday that since they're no longer going to be the exclusive carrier of the iPhone, that they're going to start, quote, very aggressively marketing smartphones based on Google's Android software. So we're going to see a reverse role here. We're going to see AT&T quit emphasizing the iPhone and start advertising heavily for the Droids, and then we're going to see Verizon do just the opposite. They've been pushing the Droids. They're going to drop that, start emphasizing the iPhone. So maybe this will be some savings for the consumer, Bill. We hope so anyway.
Well, we hear that Apple will be using some of their computers or handheld devices to be used as credit cards. Mm-hmm. You looked into that, John?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? And kind of scary in a way, too. But, yeah, that's pretty amazing. Just point of purchase right there, you'll be able to just do it right there on your phone. Amazing.
Apparently, they have people's credit card numbers and so on already because you're subscribing or whatever, and so they can use that information. So they say that in the future, we'll see few and fewer cards we're carrying. We'll just use our phone.
Well, then the next thing they'll do, of course, they'll just put a chip in your forehead and read your head, right?
Yeah, or somebody steals your phone and runs up a bill.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, John, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Take care.
All right, John Taylor with Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Puts a chip in your head. I don't know. That could happen. The number to call, John, is at 479-782-2527. 479-782-2527. You can also email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.
Instant information from the Arkansas Radio Network. I'm Dana.